It is the evening of November 3rd, 2020, which is Election Day, and you can only imagine that I, among many other Americans, are feeling rather stressed. And in order to combat that, I am deciding to focus on tomorrow, which is November 4th, which is my first anniversary on YouTube. So the script cabinet turned 1 year old on Reddit on October 26th, and then my YouTube channel became a thing on November 4th. So, yay! I have two birthdays, technically. And so for that, I blasted out there and I asked for some questions for a Q&A, which is going to be this. And I totally didn't plan anything for this. So I guess I should just go to that post and then just read the questions and then answer them in a row. So yeah, let's just dive into it. I'm amazing. I am an amazing person. I am an amazing voice actor. I am an amazing YouTuber. I hope. Okay. So these four questions come from Sergio Romper, which, if you do not know, very awesome dude. He is the author of the Mermaid series and You Find a Mermaid in Your Bathtub series. And he is part of the reason why I have grown into a channel such as this. And I'm so grateful for him and for his works, and I really hope to continue that series soon. And so, the first question would be, how do you get your ideas / inspirations for audios and scripts? And well, honestly, a lot of my ideas actually come from, well, when I was younger, like high school, okay, I'll admit it, I was a fanfic writer. And a lot of my ideas, I kind of sprout out from them. I did a lot of writing when I was a teenager. And I just kind of, like, after going to college, I like to revisit my ideas and then try to formulate them into a more, I want to say more impressive, but I know that's not the right word. The point is, after college, I did grow a lot in my writings, and then I just decided to revisit a lot of those ideas and then rewrite them, and then I do get better. But I also get my inspiration just from myself and my own kinks, especially for the Not Safe for Work stuff. Yeah, a lot of my original content is actually a lot based off of what I desire, which is cool. It's cool. I feel like if you write scripts that you know that you're going to like, I feel like you'll have a much better turnout. So a little bit of advice there. And so the next one, what's an underrated tag you'd like to see more of? Or what's an overrated tag you think is popular for no reason? I have an answer for that. And I really love royalty series. The royalty tag is rare enough as it is, let alone the historical. I love historical as well, the Victorian, the Edwardian, and people that can pull that off, writers that can pull that off, are amazing to me. And I really wish that more people were interested in that topic because, like, I feel like whenever I talk about it, just people are like, why do you like that? And I'm just like, because I'm weird, shut up. But, okay, an overrated tag? Well, I wouldn't say overrated, but more overused. Blowjobs. I don't. I'm about to say this, and that doesn't mean that I will never perform those kind of scripts again. But I don't like performing blowjobs, which is a fucking weird thing to say. I mean, okay, I'll be honest. I don't know any other woman that actually likes it. No one likes it. No one likes going down there. We all know that. Nobody's admitting it. So, I'm not sure if that answers the question for overrated, but yeah, that's just my take. Just blowjob and deep throat. just a bit of a turnoff, to be honest. But, like, don't worry, I'll still perform those scripts. Don't worry about it. All right, have you ever developed a new kink because of an audio? Actually, yeah. Yeah. Because when I first discovered all this, it was through, I have said this before, I discovered Nahuro's Thanks, and then I discovered Cardlin Audio, and I believe their Not Safe for Work audios influenced me greatly, especially when I was, like, first, like, starting out, because, okay, I really hope that you didn't just hear my laptop turn on. Thank you, fan, you're doing your work. But, well, anyway, after I discovered those kinds of audios, I mean, the ones that they were making, I was exposed to a lot of variety of things, like, you know, well, there was rape, and then there was gangbang, and then there's a whole lot of, like, these rough topics, and I almost felt kind of ashamed that I liked some of those audios, because, like, if you followed me long enough, you would know that, well, I think I actually pinned it onto my Reddit account. Yeah, I did. The first script that I wrote for Cardlin Audio was called Hysterical, and it was like a historical-esque medical play kind of script with degradation, and it had a bit of misogyny, and a lot of Cardlin's viewers were not expecting that, and especially within, like, the first couple hours of the audio being published, it got a little bit of backlash, to be honest. And, like, that was, like, one of the works where I'm like, okay, this actually does turn me on. The events that happen in a historical kind of do turn me on. And then, well, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to go to Cardlin Audio's Patreon to listen to it. I'm sorry, but just, like, I don't want to spoil it for you, but just, I was very discouraged at first, and it just felt like everybody had the energy to say that they didn't like it, and the people that did like it took a very long time to come out and say it. And I guess that was just kind of something that I discovered within the audio community, is that different performers have different audiences, and sometimes it clashes. And as I discovered my new kinks, I was faced with a lot of these kind of challenges. And I mean, I'm better now. In fact, I was, after some consideration, I actually realized that I kind of felt a bit proud, because, like, my script started, it ignited a lot of these conversations, and although some were disrespectful, I did get a lot of, like, good, like, slaps on the back, like, hey, you did all right, you're okay. And, well, you know, everybody has their different tastes, but, yeah, I feel like that took quite a while to answer. Sorry if that took a little while, but that's okay. So, the fourth question from Sergio Romper is, what has been your favorite moment since you joined the audio community? Well, I would have to say that getting Cardlin Audio to perform two of your scripts is amazing. Hysterical and Intermission. Yeah, go join his Patreon. That was my favorite. But I think another favorite that I had was, all right, a couple months back, I recorded an audio, and I think it was called You Don't Need All Those Muscles, Babe. And I posted it late at night, and I'm like, this is not my best work. This isn't going to get anything. I don't think anything's going to happen. I go to sleep. I wake up, look at my phone. I mean, I turn on my phone because I shut it off at night. And then bling, 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 bling. And I'm like, what? And then it got like, actually, I don't know how many upvotes it's gotten now, but let me check that real quick. 582 at the moment. So that was like one of the first moments where I was like genuinely like, people like me. That just seems kind of weird to say, but just,
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sergio, for asking me those questions. All right, so the next one, if I can find the post again. Okay. Now, the next questions come from Quiet Simon, which I did perform his Invisible Woman script. And don't you worry, part two is on the way. Okay, so the first question is, how has COVID impacted your creative process so far? Have you felt more or less motivated and time to record and write? Well, COVID has affected me in a lot of ways, just like I feel like it's affected everybody. But it was actually because of COVID that I got the job that I have now. I essentially became an essential worker. And then because I was working, I would always come home tired. And because of my living situation, because I live with other people, I have to wait until late at night to record anything. And like, yeah, to give you perspective, it's like 5 after 11 p.m. right now. And that's pretty late. And I'm really tired. I did work today as well. So it's amazing that I just have to caffeinate myself every night to wake myself up. But in terms of like writing and like my motivation for everything, well, my motivation has has been impacted a lot. I mean, right now it was mainly because of Talktober. Talktober was kind of draining, and Talktober was kind of draining, even though I did mass recording sessions 3 times within the month. But also I got really stressed because I deleted a lot of files, which I'm still trying to catch up on. And thank you for your patience for that. But yeah, I mean, besides that, I don't feel like COVID has really impacted my creative process in terms of like writing. So yeah. All right. And so the next question is, would you consider starting a social media account for the Script Cabinet? Technically, I already got them. Like, I have Reddit, and I have YouTube. Those are my main things that I go on to. But, like, Instagram, I forget if I have one or not. I mean, I probably should just to hog the username, but that, I don't have a Twitter. I don't like Twitter. I don't understand it. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have a Facebook either. I tried Facebook Business or something like that, and I didn't like it. Or no, Facebook page. And I just didn't like it. So, kind of thought about doing that just to take the username. But for right now, no, I just have YouTube and Reddit because it's more manageable. Yeah. All right, so. Oh yeah, also Discord. I don't know how to use Discord. Sorry. So question 3, what advice could you pass along to new VAs, safe for work or not safe for work, that you believe might have helped you when you were starting? That is a good question. Well, one advice that immediately pops into my head is to not be afraid to be yourself. Okay, so that means don't be afraid to write what you want to write. Like, okay, a lot of the original content that I put out, I was scared as shit to put out because I, like, a lot of the kinks were considered taboo, or like, I was afraid that people were going to make fun of me because of like how I said this one line or something like that. But then everything ended up turning out okay. And of course there's going to be trolls all the time, but they're not the important people. And along with that, I do suggest you to just try it out for yourself. Like, you don't need very expensive equipment to start voice acting. Like, I mean, I know a lot of people that just use their phones for, like, voiceovers. And in fact, like, way before I started anything, I would actually, I would memorize lines when I was studying theater with my phone, like, just with, like, a voice recorder. And I realized, hey, like, I could do something like this, and then I ended up doing it. But I actually did invest a little bit of money just so I can sound good next to everybody else, but really you don't need to do that. I mean, as long as you have Audacity, which is free, you can edit your voice and make you sound even better, and you can do effects, and yeah, just don't be afraid to dive in to a new hobby, because you never know where it might get you. But I think right now, an advice that I would give myself right now is to not worry about numbers. I don't want the script cabinet to be about numbers, or views, or likes, or subscribers, or anything like that. Although I do appreciate subscribers greatly, I want everything I do to be a passion project. And as long as I keep it like that, I feel like my interest and my motivation is going to stay that way. And so, yes, that is my advice to you. Just be you and don't be afraid to explore and to do what makes you happy. All right, and finally, question number 4. How does it feel to have the account turn 1 year old? Good, bad, or exciting? Oh, thanks, Simon. I feel good. Because honestly, 1 year ago, I was in a dark place. And I had no idea whether or not this channel would make it to this long. And in fact, just the other day, I realized that, like, my 100th video on YouTube came up. And then, up to my cake day, I had posted over 130 audios. Like, all together, that's in my index. And I just felt kind of amazed. I felt really good, and I'm excited for the future. And I really hope that stress doesn't get to me, and I hope that one day I can actually afford a proper studio if I want to continue this. But for right now, I want to focus on keeping me happy. And in turn, I feel like I will make other people happy. And, you know, I can't wait for what the next year has in store with me. I have no idea where I'm going to go. And I have no idea where this country is going to go, but I hope you voted today. And I'm feeling quite proud. And I thank you very much for being here and for sending in those questions. And I'll see you in the next one.